Krishna Book, Canto 17, Bana Asura, Chapter 63, Scene 5, Conflict Resolution. After hearing Shiva's prayer, Lord Krishna addressed him as Lord and said, I accept your statements, and your desire for Bana Asura is also accepted by me. I know that this Bana Asura is the son of Bali Maharaj, and as such I cannot kill him, because that was my promise. For I gave a benediction to King Prahlad that all the demons who would appear in his family would never be killed by me ever again. Therefore, without killing this Bana Asura, I have simply cut off his arms in order to deprive him of his false prestige. The large number of soldiers which he was maintaining became a burden upon this earth, and I have killed them all in order to minimize that burden. Now he has four remaining arms, and he shall remain immortal without being affected by material pains and pleasures. I know that he is one of the chief devotees of your lordship, so you can now rest assured that henceforward Bana Asura need have no fear from anything. When Bana Asura was benedicted by Lord Krishna in this way, he came before the Lord and bowed down before him, touching his head to the earth. Bana Asura immediately arranged to bring Aniruddha, along with his daughter Usha, seated on a nice chariot, and presented them before Lord Krishna. After this, Lord Krishna took charge of Aniruddha and Usha, who had become very opulent materially because of the blessings of Lord Shiva, thus keeping forward a division of one Akshauhini of soldiers. Krishna began to proceed towards Dwaraka. In the meantime, all the people at Dwaraka, having received the news that Lord Krishna was returning with Aniruddha and Usha in great opulence, decorated every corner of the city with flags, festoons, and garlands. All the big roads and crossings were carefully cleansed and sprinkled with sandalwood pulp mixed with water. Everywhere there was the flavor of sandalwood. All the citizens, accompanied by their friends and relatives, welcomed Lord Krishna with great pomp and jubilation. At that time, there was a tumultuous vibration of conch shells, drums, and bugles just to receive Lord Krishna. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, entered his capital, Dwaraka. Shukadeva Goswami assured King Parikshit that the narration of this fight between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna is not at all inauspicious like ordinary fights. For on the contrary, if one remembers the narration of this fight between Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva in the morning and takes pleasure in the victory of Lord Krishna, he or she will never experience defeat anywhere in one struggle of life. This episode of Bana Asura's fighting with Krishna, and later on being saved by the grace of Lord Shiva, is confirmation of the statement in Bhagavad Gita that worshippers of demigods cannot achieve any benediction without its being sanctioned by the Supreme Lord Krishna. Here in this narration, we find that although Bana Asura was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, when Bana Asura faced death from Krishna, Lord Shiva was not able to save Bana Asura. But Lord Shiva appealed to Krishna to save his devotee, and it was thus sanctioned by Lord Krishna. So this is the position of Lord Krishna. The exact words used in this connection in the Bhagavad Gita are mayaiva vihitan hitan. And this means that without the sanction of the Supreme Lord Krishna, no demigod can award any benediction to the worshipper. Thus ends Chapter 63, Scene 5, Conflict Resolution. End of Canto 17, Bana Asura. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo He Abhi Lashi Jetomar Sharanaloy Charavancha Purna Hoy Kripa Kori Korotare Vrindavana Vasi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Mora e Avilas Vilas Kunje Diovas Nayana Tevivo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha E Nivedana Dhara Shakira Anugata Koro Seva Adhikara Diye Koro Nijat Dasi Pulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Dina Krishna Dase koi Eyena Mora har Sri Radha Govinda Prene Sadayena Basi Talasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eyabhi Lashi Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Namaha Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.